弟兄姐妹早安。
It's quite wonderful to be able to gather together in spirit today to share in Christ.
感谢主，我们今天能够在主的面前一同来聚集，来分享。
So let's continue in Romans. So let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 8 to 15.
我们今天继续一起来、看罗马书，我们翻到罗马书第一章第八节到十五节。
Romans chapter 1 verses 8 to 15. So starting from verse 8 says, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world.
罗马书八、第一章的第八节，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。
For God, whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his Son, is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
Always in my prayers, making requests, if perhaps now, at last, by the will of God, I may succeed in coming to you.
在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。
For I long to see you, so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established.
因为我切切地想见你们。要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。
That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine.
这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that often I plan to come to you and have been prevented so far.So that I may obtain some fruit among you also, even as among the rest of the Gentiles.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。
I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
无论是希利尼人、话外人、聪明人与拙人，我都欠他们的债。
So for my part, I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
So the second passage would be in Romans chapter 15, from 14 to 29.
第二部分我们要读的是在罗马书的十五章十四节到二十九节。
So Romans 15, verse 14 to 29, 14 says, And concerning you, my brethren, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge and able also to admonish one another.
罗马书十五章十四节，弟兄们，我自己也深信你们是满有良善。充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。
But I have written very boldly to you on some points, so as to remind you again, because of the grace that you have given me from God.
但我稍微放胆写信给你们，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典。
To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, maintaining as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God.
所以认到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的。
I will not speak, presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of the Gentiles by word and deed.
除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神机骑士的能力， 并圣灵的能力使外邦人顺服。
In the power of signs and wonders, in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ.
用神迹奇事的能力并圣灵的能力，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。
And thus I aspire to preach the gospel not where Christ was already named, so that I would not build on another man's foundation.
我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
But as it is written, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand.
就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见。未曾听过的将要明白。
For this reason, I have often been prevented from coming to you.
我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去。
But now, with no further place for me in these regions, and since I have had for many years a longing to come to you, when I...
但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年，我却心想望。到西班牙去的时候可以到你们那里。
Whenever I go to Spain, where I hope to see you in passing and to be helped on my way there by you when I have first enjoyed your company for a while.
我却心想望到西班牙去的时候可以到你们那里。盼望从你们那里经过得见你们先与你们彼此交往心里稍微满足然后蒙你们送行。
But now I am going to Jerusalem serving the saints.
但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒。
For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem.
因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐项给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
Yes, they were pleased to do so and they were indebted to them.
这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。
For the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them also in material things.
既然他们属灵的好处，因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。
Therefore, when I have finished this and have put my seal on this fruit of theirs,I will go on my right way of you to Spain.
等我办完了这事，把这善果向他们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里，往西班牙去。
I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ.
我也晓得去的时候，必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。
All right, so that would be our reading for today.
我们今天经节就读到这儿。
Let's have a quick word of prayer.
我们有个简短的祷告。
Father God, we ask that you would fill all of us with the Holy Spirit.
父神，求你的圣灵来充满我们。
So that we will be able to see your Son and also to hear his voice.
使我们能够看见你的儿子，也能听到他的声音。
So that he would be glorified, first position of our hearts, and that you will be pleased.
所以他能够在我们心中得着第一位的这个荣耀，而且你心可以得着满足。
So we pray this in his name.
我们奉他的名祷告。
All right, so the reason that we have just read.These two passages on the opposite ends of Romans is because the letter of Romans is structured like a sandwich.
我们刚刚读了罗马书的起头和结尾，原因是因为罗马书就是三明治。
The outer parts are like the bread and they correspond to one another.
这个起头和结尾这两个部分就好像那个面包。他们彼此是对应的。
And then you have the next inner parts that then also correspond to each other.
接着呢，他们里面的内容也是彼此对应的。
And then you have the core message of the gospel in the center.
在中间呢，确实是这个福音的主题。
So most of us, if we are teenage boys, will go straight to the center to get the meat of the sandwich in the middle.
其实很多像我们这个年轻人，我们搬吃三明治的时候，首先就是跑到那个当中把那个肉给吃了。
However, we also need the bread as well as the meat, because the bread nutritionally complements the meat.
其实我们应当吃面包跟肉一同，因为这个面包跟那个肉，它们的营养是互相匹配的。
So just as a quick review of the last two sharings about the greeting, Paul's greeting is at the beginning and at the end of Romans.
就快快的把我们前面交通过的来做个小结。
We said that Romans is about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel meaning good news, and that, the gospel is good news about Jesus Christ.
我们说这个福音就是好消息，是有关于耶稣基督。
And here in Romans, the gospel is delivered by Paul to saved saints.Not to unsaved non-believers.
在这里呢，保罗写的这个福音书是向着这些已经得救信主的信，而不是那些还没有信的人。
The reason is that we all need the gospel because of its core message, which is the person of Christ.
原因是因为我们每个人都需要基督，这个主要的这个福音的信息就关乎基督。
Because the gospel is not human-centric about our need for salvation, but it is Christ-centric, and through it we see God's will and God's ways.
因为福音并不是以人为中心，而是以神为中心，让我们看见神的道路是他的旨意。
This is the reason why we need to be very familiar with the gospel and be familiar with Romans, so we can, just like Paul, be able to say,the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
所以我们应该很熟悉这个福音，也很熟悉罗马书。因为在这里面我们看见神的智慧和他的旨意。
How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways.
那个彻不透的丰富和彻不透的一个道路。
So today we will continue to share on Paul's introduction and conclusion about why he is writing this letter and what is his ministry to the Gentiles.
今天我们继续在这里一起来看保罗他书信的起始和结尾，来看为什么他要写这个书信和他的指示。
So here's the outline for today. So first, we should see how the passages show Paul's ministry to the Romans.
这是我们今天交通的提纲。首先我们要看它的起始和结尾，来看保罗向着在罗马的人的指示。
Second, we will see how that ministry, Paul's ministry to Romans, fits within the overall work of God.
接着我们要看保罗的指示是如何成为神在全地整体工作的一部分。
And third, we'll see how this can apply to us today.
第三个我们要来看这个启示今天如何来运用在我们身上。
And because of that, because we're going to be seeing this from both sections of Romans, it'll be nice to have the Bible in front of you so we can turn back and forth.To see how those themes align.
所以因着我们要看这个指示，我们请你把你的圣经放在一边，所以我可以来回来对应看。
So first we'll talk about Paul's ministry to the Romans.
首先我们来讲保罗向着在罗马的人的指示。
And there are three themes, and each theme can be found in the beginning and the end, and you could kind of hook them together.
有三个主要的主题，每一个主题呢，你都能 在启示的那个结尾的地方可以看到他们彼此对应的地方。
So the first theme is that Paul's ministry is spiritual.
第一个主题就是保罗的执事是属灵的。
In verse 9, it says, For God whom I serve in my spirit, in the preaching of the gospel of the Son is my witness.
在罗马书的一章九节我们看见我在他儿子福音上用灵所侍奉的神是为我做见证的。
So the first point that's very important is that ministry comes from our spirit, not from our mind, our feelings, or from our physical effort, also known as the flesh.
很重要的一点就是保罗的服事是用灵，而不是用我们的思想、情感或者是体力，不是用肉体。
And because God is spirit, we have to serve him thus in spirit.
因为神是灵，所以必须同样在灵里服侍他。
So in biblical terms, you could say that Paul is a priest.
用那个圣经上的这个话来说，保罗他是个祭司。
But only priests can serve before God, and there are very specific rules on how to serve that they must abide by.
只有祭司可以服侍神，而且有相当严格的这个规定他们去遵守。
So similarly, Paul's ministry is bound by, as it says in verse 10, by the will of God, whether he goes to one place, whether he goes to Jerusalem, whether he goes to Rome, or somewhere else.
所以我们看见保罗他的服事是受严格的圣灵的管制。不然他是到耶路撒冷或到其他的地方，他都是要服从神。
The temple has two rooms.
知道圣殿有两个房间。
The Holy of Holies is where the high priest goes once a year to make atonement.
这个至圣所呢是大祭司每年一次进入为您来献那个赎罪祭。
And the priests go daily to the holy place.To minister before the Lord's presence.
而其他的祭司呢，是每天可以到圣所，在神的面前服事。
So there are many people who desire to serve God, but have never ministered in the sanctuary before the Lord's presence.
许多人他们都想来服事神，但是他们却没有来到这个圣所来服事。
Because they can minister out of their academic training or out of theology textbooks, but have never touched God's Spirit.
他们的服事是因着他们所受的有关圣灵有关于这个服事的教导，但从来没有在灵里头来服事。
So what they minister is eventually death.
他们真正的那个服事是在死的里面。
In contrast, when Paul preaches the gospel, people receive life because he has ministered in the sanctuary, he has spent time in the presence of the Lord.
而保罗的服事不同，他是用生命来服事，因为他是在这个圣所的里面，是在神的同在的里面。
So Paul explains this further in Romans 15:16. So let's take a look at the corresponding verse there.
保罗在罗马书的十五章也提到这个，我们可以翻到罗马书的十五章十六节来看。
Which says that God gave grace to him to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest the gospel of God, so that my offering of the Gentiles may become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
因着神所赐的恩典，保罗说。神使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
Here he explicitly describes himself as a minister and a priest.
在这边，他清楚地说到他自己是基督耶稣的仆役，是神福音祭司。
And he presents the Gentiles to the Lord as an offering.
他把外邦人当作 祭物献给神。
So in Leviticus, the offerer of a burnt offering would bring the bull, sheep, or goats to the altar.
在立位记中，我们看见人献燔祭的时候是把公牛、绵羊、山羊带来献在祭坛上。
And then they would kill the animal, skin it, and cut it into pieces.
接着他们就宰了祭牲，完了剥皮，把它们切成筷子。
So here, Paul's knife is the gospel.
在这里，保罗用的刀是福音。
And the Gentiles are like the offering on the altar.
而外邦人就是献在坛上的祭物。
And the purpose of the burnt offering was for a soothing aroma for the Lord, so that he can be satisfied.
献祭的目的呢，就是要献于耶和华为馨香的火祭，而讨神的喜悦。
So in other words, when the gospel has done its piercing and dividing work in a person's heart, God is satisfied.
而福音在这里呢，就是在人的心中做刺入破开的工作。
Becomes acceptable and sanctified by the Holy Spirit, which is the fire that consumes the sacrifice.
好使借着圣灵使这个祭物成为圣洁可蒙悦纳。
And that's why you could tell that Paul sees his ministry as very crucial and important because it eventually pleases God. The result pleases God.
所以保罗把这个献祭这个工作看得非常的神圣，因为结果是要让神得着喜悦。
So let's take a look at our second theme, which is the imagery of debt and fruit.
第二个主题我们要看的是有关于欠债和得果子的这个图画。
We'll see here how debt is the motivation of service and fruit.Is the outcome of service.
我们可以看见欠债呢是服事的动力，而得果子呢是服事的收成。
So if you take a look at Romans 1:13 and 14, it says here, I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that often I have planned to come to you and have been prevented so far so that I may obtain some fruit among you, also even as among the rest of the Gentiles.I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
所以弟兄们，我不愿你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样。只是到如今，仍有阻隔，无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Here Paul uses the image of a debtor, someone who owes a deed or a payment to another person.
在这里保罗用了这样一个图画，好像有一个欠债的人。
So when Jesus redeemed you, you are not your own anymore.
当主耶稣拯救了我们，我们就不再属乎我们自己。
You belong to a new Lord and Master and were placed under an obligation of service.
我们就成了另外一个主人的仆人，而且我们身上担负着服事的义务。
So since you're now under obligation, since you are now a debtor, what is the proper payment of that debt?
因着我们有这个服事的义务，因着我们欠了这个债，什么是我们应当还的呢？
The payment is the gospel, since the gospel is of immense spiritual value.
所以传福音就是这个应当还的债，因为福音有着极大的属灵价值。
As a result of paying the debt of the gospel, then you can obtain fruit.
我们在那里还债的结果是要得着果子。
Here the world is typified as a field, and then the souls are the fruit.
好像世界就是一个农场，人的魂就是果子。
And God is the farmer, and we partner with God in the field.
神是农夫，我们是他的同伴。
He determines which field would be sown and which field would be reaped.
他在那里定义啊、哪些地方是应该撒种，哪些地方应该收成。
In this letter, Paul sees Rome as a field that he wanted to sow, but the right timing of when to sow it is up to God's will.
在这份书信里面，保罗看见罗马是他要撒种的田地，但是呢，时机却要由神的旨意来定。
Because obtaining fruit would take time and it takes effort.
啊，收成实在需要啊，这个时间需要这个啊很多的努力。
And that's why he always says, if by God's will, this does not trouble Paul at all, because he knows that the seed is still germinating underneath the soil it has yet to put forth, so he would not worry when he does not see immediate fruit.
所以保罗常常是说由神的旨意而定，虽然撒种等到收获需要一段的时间在那里等候，但是他心里并不着急。
Because the gospel is an unseen and internal work, and it will eventually lead to salvation and to growth.
因为福音是那个看不见的里面的工作，最终要叫人蒙拯救。
So an example is, when we were younger, we used to go to Six Flags with Eric and Ebony.
我们小的时候我们有去那个 Six Flags 那个地方游玩。
And my sister and those siblings like to go on roller coasters, but I also like to go to the arcade.
我的妹妹呢喜欢坐那个过山车，但是我呢却是喜欢玩另外一个游戏。
And there is a machine with a large claw in it, and at the bottom there are very cute.Panda stuffed animals.
那个是一个很大的一个机器，上面可以把那个这个好多的这个小的布玩具布的这个娃娃可以从上面取出来。
And you can put in a lot of money, and nothing happens.
虽然你可以放进好多的钱币进去，但是也许你一个都拿不到。
You could shake the machine, but the claw still doesn't grab the panda.
虽然你在那里拼命的摇曳，但是呢，可能这里面的这个玩具没有办法被你拿到。
So this is an example for me when I was very young to experience fruitlessness.
这是我小时候在那里经历就是。做事情得不到结果的。
This is very different from the gospel because when in the gospel, if you put in the money, if you pay the debt, then you would obtain fruit.
这个跟福音的工作不同。当我们在那里把这个钱财放在这个福音的工作上面，把我们的努力放在福音上面，一定会有收成。
So if we have shared the gospel to our family and friends, and we are discouraged because we don't see an immediate result yet.
当我们把福音传给我们的家人或者朋友，没有看见效果的时候。
So we want to be patient as Paul here, because God is the ultimate farmer who would honor the faithfulness to the obligation of the gospel.
我们要像保罗那样子有耐心，等候神的工作一定要成就。
So let's see the same image of debt and fruit in the corresponding section of chapter 15.
我们也同样在15章里头，我们可以看见对应的这个图画，这欠债的和收成的这个图画。
Romans 1 shows us our debt to non-believers, but Romans 15 shows us our debt to our fellow brothers and sisters.
在罗马一章里面的欠债是指的世人，向着世人的欠债，在十五章里的欠债指的是弟兄姐妹。
So 15 verses 26 to 27 says, For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem, lest they were pleased to do so, and they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual things, they are indebted to minister to them also in material things.
在十五章的二十六到二十七节，因为马其顿和亚该亚人这意凑出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人，这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然在他们属灵的好处上有份，就当把养生之物奉给他们。
So the Gentiles received spiritual things from Jerusalem, and those spiritual things include the preaching and the teaching of the apostles.
所以外邦人从耶路撒冷得属灵的好处，这属灵的好处就是所传所教导的福音。
Thus, in return, as a payment of the debt of their gratitude, they can contribute materially to the poor who are in Jerusalem.
因此、他们可以将养生之物供给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人为感谢的回赠。
And in verse 28, it says that this generosity is a fruit, that the people's heart have touched the gospel and that they feel that they are cared for universally by a united church.
在15章的28节里头提到的这个慷慨就是圣徒心中所结的福音的果子，就是善果。然后在这里说到的是关爱弟兄姐妹，人在不同的地方聚会的弟兄姐妹。
So likewise, for us today, we can also show this obligation of gratitude to those people in our local assembly who have helped us spiritually in so many ways.
所以同样今天基督丰盛的恩典也可以使我们甘心乐意的捐献钱财给我们所在的聚会，因着我们在这个聚会里头得到那么多的帮助。
So our final theme is that Paul wants to see the Romans in person in order to establish and to strengthen their faith.
最后的这个主题呢，我们要讲到的就是保罗想要与罗马的圣徒见面。亲自坚固他们的信心。
So Romans 1:11-12. So let's take a look there. It says, For I long to see you, so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you, that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine.
所以在一章的十一节和十二节里头看见，因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们。使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
So this theme is about building up. That each time when we gather, I will build your faith and you will build mine.
这个主题是讲到彼此的建造，彼此的聚集，在那里建造信心，我会在那里建造你的信心。
That we cannot build our faith on our own, by ourselves, that we need each other.
因为我们自己不能，却是需要弟兄姐妹，叫我们的信心一同被建造。
And you can imagine even someone like the person of Paul who has already very strong faith, he says he also needs his brothers and sister to have his own faith be built up too.
即便像保罗有这样坚固的信心，他仍然是需要其他的弟兄姐妹来帮助他的信心能够得着坚固。
And faith in the Roman Christians is the first thing that, as you remember, that Paul thanks God for in them, because faith is foundational to a relationship with God, and we will see this theme of faith throughout the letter of the Romans.
在保罗在罗马的圣徒他们的信心是保罗在书信当中一开始就提出来为此感谢神的。因为信心是我们与神和好的根基。所以保罗在这里首先为罗马弟兄的信心来感谢神。
And it's because by faith we can then be edified as a church to become the dwelling place of God, the New Jerusalem.
所以因着信，教会可以被建造成神的居所，如同新耶路撒冷。
So let's see how then Paul develops this theme of building up in chapter 15 about this ministry to the Gentiles.
在这里我们一起来看对应在15章中的有关建造啊，这个保罗是怎样提到啊，这个他在外邦人中的职事。
15:20 says, And thus I aspire to preach the gospel, not where Christ was already named,so that I would not build on another man's foundation.
在15章20节他说到我立了志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音免得建造在别人的根基上。
He says here that he does not want to preach the gospel where Christ was already named, in another word, where people have never heard of the gospel.
他在这里说到他定义啊不在已经啊，这个基督的名被称过的地方传福音，啊，这样子啊，就不要建造在别人的根基上面。
As Paul sees himself here as a wise architect, or could say a wise foreman who is responsible and wants to build up the building, wants to build up God's house, which is the church.
保罗在这里看自己是一名聪明的工头，他在那里建造的是教会，就是神家。
And here the building has one foundation, and all local assemblies also have one foundation, which is Christ.
在这里我们看到只有一个根基，所有的地方的聚会只能有这一个根基，那就是基督。
But the apostle who lays that foundation may be different.
使徒在那里啊、立的根基也许不同。
Christ is the foundation, but the apostle who lays the foundation can be different.
基督是根基，但保罗在这上建造的啊、会有些不同。
So for Paul to build up the local assembly, his ministry involves coming to different places to preach.And enjoying the company for a while, maybe for a few days or a few months, and then he will pass on.
保罗呢，为使徒，他可以从一个地方到另外一个地方，这样呢，短短的数日或者最长啊、也就是几个月的时间，在那里帮助教会的建造。
So what you would like to consider is how can this happen? How can someone just stay for a few days, a few weeks, and a few months?And then that leads to a building up. Thus, we know building up usually takes time.
这我们就可能会有一个问题，为什么保罗他只是啊、或者几天，或者几个星期，或者几个月在那个地方啊、教会的建造实在需要时间，那他怎样能够帮助教会的建造呢？
So the clue for that is in.Chapter 15, verses 14 and 15. It says that, I myself also am convinced that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able also to admonish one another. I've written very boldly to you on some points so as to remind you again.
这答案呢就是在15章的14到15节里面、啊、弟兄们我自己也深信你们是蛮有良善充足了诸般的知识也能彼此劝诫，但我稍微
Okay, so it says here that the Romans are already filled with knowledge.
在这里看到罗马的圣徒是充足了诸般的知识。
And that all Paul has to do is just give them a reminder.
保罗所需要做的只是给他们一些提醒。
It says here that at the end of 14, it says that they then are able to admonish one another.
而且在14节的末尾也提到了他们也能彼此劝诫。
So this means that when Paul goes from one place to another, what he's doing is reminding various assemblies about the truth, either through his preaching or through his letters.
所以在这里我们看到保罗他从一处到另一处、哦、这样子的宣教、 哦、是借着提醒、哦、圣徒们这个有关的真理，或者是从远方来写信，或者呢是亲身的这样子、哦、传道。
So you could say that he is actually the stimulus behind the building up. The building up is actually done by the members of the local assembly admonishing and encouraging, as it says, one another.
所以真正的建造呢是当地的圣徒，他们是彼此、哦、劝诫，而且受保罗这样子的激励。
So Paul sets the foundation for building up when he is present, but when he is absent, the brothers and sisters build each other up.By reminding each other about what Paul has encouraged them about.
所以当保罗在的时候，他是在那里把那个根基打好了。等他离开的时候呢，是当地的这些圣徒们，他们一同来建造，彼此劝诫，彼此鼓励。
An example of this is if you've been to the inner city parts of Chicago, you'll know that it's very difficult to find fresh fruits and vegetables.
这个有一个这样子的比喻哈，就是当我们到芝加哥的城市的里边，我们很难看见有新鲜的蔬菜水果。
Because the local corner store would sell things like chips and soda.
因为在那个城内，他们比较多的在那里卖的销售的主要是一些土豆条。一些快的食物。
So there's thus a non-profit organization that would take old school buses and then retrofit them with refrigeration and shelves.
有一些这个非盈利的这些机构呢，就是把这些食物哈，就是放在这个蔬菜水果来放在那些的冰箱的里面。
They would retrofit old school buses with shelves so that they can stock with fruits and vegetables.
他们利用那个被遗弃的废弃的这些轿车，把它们装成为一个可用的这些食物的货柜、冷藏柜，把这些食物放在里面。
Then the bus will drive to different intersections within the inner city so that people can get access to the fresh fruits.
接着他们就把这个校车开到各个地方、人们在城内的人们可以得着新鲜的这个蔬菜水果。
So this is like Paul. He's bringing this nutritional food to different parts of the world.
这就好像是保罗他把这个、有营养的食物送到世界的各地。
However, people need to take the fruits and to cook with them and to cut it up and to eat them in order for their bodies to be built up.
而人们呢，必须从这些食物把这些食物取来，完了把它做了切了，完了真正的能够食用，得着营养。
So when the bus has come and left,You can still have the food to be built up.
即便等着这个校车离开了以后呢，他们仍然有这个食物可以供给需要。
So the brothers and sisters are reminding each other of Paul's words, and after he has left, they are still being built up.
所以在当地的这些弟兄姐妹们，他们可以重温保罗。留给他们的这些话，彼此劝诫，彼此建造。
So we may not all be like Paul's, right? We don't travel the world as a chief architect or a foreman, but we all have a role to play as builders in the local assembly.
我们可能不能像保罗那样在各地旅游宣道。但是不像他能够成为一个总的这个教会的这个设计师和建筑师，但是我们可以在我们所在的聚会的地方来一同被建造。
So let's just recap the three things we discussed here about Paul's desire to visit Romans and his ministry to the Romans.
我们再来一同温习这三个主题，看保罗他向着罗马人，他的那个心愿 怎样来好为了这个教会的建造。
He said first that Paul describes himself as a priest, someone who uses the gospel in order to then offer an acceptable offering to the Lord for his satisfaction.
首先我们看到保罗他是一个祭司，他用福音在那里把人作为祭物献给神，让神的心得到满足。
Second, he is under obligation to both unbelievers and to brothers and sisters.
第二，我们看见他是一个欠债的人，欠所有人的债，还包括这个弟兄姐妹的债。
And third is the idea that we not only need our faith to be built up, but that we ourselves in the local assembly are instrumental in building each other up.
第三个我们看见我们的信心需要被坚固被建造，另外我们也看见我们在各地所在的聚会的地方我们也需要彼此被建造。
So for the second part of the message, we will discuss how Paul's particular ministry fits into the overall mission and work of God.
这个第二部分我们今天要看的就是保罗的职事在神整个工作中的这个地位。
Because in Romans 15:19 it says that he will preach starting from Jerusalem and round about as far as Illyricum, fully preach the gospel of Christ.
我们在15:19看见保罗说到，甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。
So let's just have a really quick review of this process.About his missionary trips.
我们很快的来看一下保罗他的宣教旅程。
So for the first missionary trip, he stayed mostly in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, and also in Cyprus. So his ministry was mostly in the east of the Mediterranean Sea.
保罗的第一次的宣教旅程主要是在小亚细亚和塞浦路斯。就是在今天这个希腊的这个部分，我们看见他第一次的宣教旅游主要是在地中海的东面。
On his second missionary trip, he went back to Asia Minor and wanted to turn north.
在第二次的宣教旅程当中，他是再次回到小亚细亚，而且呢，想要往北行。
But while at Troas, he had a dream where a Macedonian man appealed for him to come to Macedonia, which is in Europe, which is further west.
但是呢，在梦中，第二次的宣教旅游呢，他再一次回到小亚细亚。但是。他要想往北走的时候呢，但是晚上他在特罗亚的时候，他看到一个异象，就是有一个人是从马其顿来的，向他请求他到马其顿去那个地方呢是在欧洲，是在希腊的北边。
So Paul eventually did go to then Europe.To Macedonia and thus fulfilled this verse, where he did fully preach from Jerusalem to as far as Illyricum, which is near northern Macedonia.
所以呢，保罗就这样子行了，这个也就完成了他在这边所讲的，他从耶路撒冷一直到以利里谷。这个以利里谷呢，其实就是在希腊的北边，在欧洲那个地方。
And then on his third missionary trip, he stayed for 2 years in Ephesus, where then the whole region heard the word of God and the gospel.
在第三次的宣教旅程里头，他在以弗所那个地方停留了2年，直至福音传遍了那一带的地方。
And while in Ephesus, it says here in Acts 19:21 that now after these things were finished,Paul purposed in the spirit to go to Jerusalem after he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, saying, After I have been there, I must also see Rome.
在这个时候呢，保罗他就是心里定义， 就在使徒行传的19章21节有提到，说这些事完了以后呢，保罗临里定义，经过马其顿亚该亚就要往耶路撒冷去，又说我到了那里以后也必须往罗马去看看。
So here in Acts, after having fully preached the gospel in the eastern part of the Mediterranean and the region that God entrusted him with, he wants to then go to Jerusalem, and then after that, then to go to Rome.
这个就是当保罗他完成了神所托付他的福音，到了这个地中海的东边，完了又离开那里，到了欧洲的地方。最后他要回到耶路撒冷。
So, now we're going to answer the question, why does Paul want to see Rome and give a testimony there?
那这个问题就是为什么保罗他想要去罗马，在那里给他为主做见证。
Because Rome is the political and socio-economic and cultural capital of the world.
因为罗马城是当时这个庞大的帝国的政治、社会、经济、文化的中心。
It's the capital, you could say, of the world system that elevates itself against God and instead puts its emperor as a god.
而在这个世界的这个系统的里面，看见他们拒绝并恨恶真神，却是在那里高抬罗马皇帝。
So one can say that the opposite of Rome is Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is where God's heart is.
在这里我们可以说与罗马城相反的是耶路撒冷城，而耶路撒冷城就是神的心所在的地方。
And just in this chapter of Rome, alone in Romans chapter 15, we see Jerusalem mentioned 4 times in various different contexts, and it seems like there's a juxtaposition, there's a contrast between Rome and Jerusalem.
在这里罗马书的15章，我们看见耶路撒冷这个地方保罗提到4次，虽然的上下文有些不同，但是我们确实看见有一个明显的这个对照，就是罗马城耶路撒冷。
So we want to use these 2 rival cities.To show how Paul's individual ministry is a part of God's overall worldwide work.
我们愿意用这两个城来看保罗的执事，他的执事在神全地工作的那一部分。
So God's work on earth is very related to his work on heaven. They are just the one thing, and his ultimate intention is in glorifying his beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
神的工作实在是与天相连的，而他的工作的最终的目的是要让他的爱得着荣耀。
So when he started time, he wanted to complete his work to the exact degree of perfection that he wants, and then he can close time.
为此呢，神创造了时间，时间的起始也是时间的结束，叫他的子民能够完全按照他的心意来成就。
So you know how at a job interview, they would always ask you the question, what is your strength and what is your weakness?
当我们面试在找工作的时候人可以问我们的问题你的优点和缺点到底是什么。
And for people to respond to the question,What is your weakness? They always would say that I'm a perfectionist. I want everything down to the right detail. And so that's why I might take longer on assignments because I'm perfect.
人可能会说我的弱点就是我要把工作做到完美。所以呢我可能会花更多的时间以至于我完成工作会延迟。
So here, people would boast that their weakness is their perfection.
我们看见好像人的弱点是他的完美主义。
But this is not really true of ourselves. The only thing is that it's truth because true for God is that he is the true perfectionist. When he does his work, it will be done to the exact degree of perfection he wants.
我们的神却不是他要做的完美的，他的职业成就是按照他所定的，且 的时间。
So that he can be able to set his beloved son as the Christ over all creation and as the head of the church.
他要使他的儿子和他的爱子得着荣耀，在所有创造之中，也是为了向着教会他能够得着荣耀。
So to understand why a group of Christians must be founded at Rome, we have to see that Rome is actually in a long line of Gentile powers that is always in opposition to God, and that system is called Babylon.
我们在这里来看这个罗马城，它成为许多外邦的势力之一，是长期与神的计划和工作为仇与敌的。
And in order for God to fully accomplish his work, he has to take people out from Babylon and move them to Jerusalem.
这罗马城就好像这个巴比伦城，为了神的旨意能够成就，神要在巴比伦城里头分别出他自己的人。
You can say that you can either be a citizen of one or the other.
你只能在这个城或者这个国度的里面，或者是属乎这个国度或者是那个国度。
So to see the story, let us just go back to Genesis and then just to trace the arc just for a little bit, just to see how those two cities go through time.
我们愿意回到这个创世纪，我们一同来看这两个城所代表的两个国。
So when we see early on that God's will is to fellowship and to dwell with human beings, with man.
我们可以看见神的旨意呢，是要与人有交通，要与人同住。
And that this relationship was developed through time, what will be realized is a city that whose foundation, whose architect and builder is God, namely the heavenly Jerusalem is what he's after.
虽然这个关系呢是要通过时间慢慢来建立，而这个最后呢却要实现在。那个耶路撒冷城，那个天上的耶路撒冷城，就是神所经营、所建造的城。
But the problem was that man fell into sin in Genesis 3, then into flesh in Genesis 6, and then into the world in Genesis 11.
问题出在人犯罪堕落，这是在创世纪第三章我们看见的。以后呢，人又变得属乎血气，是在创世纪第六章看见的，在创世纪的十一章，我们又看见世界在神面前败坏。
And man wanted to exalt his own name above God's name, and thus they decided to build Babel, a city whose architect and founder is Satan.
人确实要高举自己的名来超过神的名，他们所建造的这个巴别塔。背后实在就是撒旦在那里要经营建造的。
So the word Babel is actually a variant of the word Babylon, essentially the same word.
这个巴别实在跟这个巴比伦是同一个字。
So after the destruction of Babylon, God called Abraham out from that land of Babylon, which is the world.And to cross the river into the promised land, which is Christ.
神在摧毁这个巴别的制造了以后呢，就在那里呼召了亚伯拉罕，从那个巴比伦城里头出来。
So in the promised land, there was a war where you could say that Babylon and Jerusalem had its first conflict in the war of the five kings versus the four kings.
神呼召亚伯拉罕出巴比伦到了应许之地，在这里我们看见第一次这个征战是在四王五王之间的征战。
In this case, Jerusalem was victorious, however, this was not to last.
在这一次战役当中，我们看到耶路撒冷是得胜的，但是可惜这个没有能够持续下去。
Because what happened was that Israel.It was disobedient, they disobeyed God, and then eventually as discipline, God had allowed Babylon to invade Jerusalem and desecrate the temple.
因着以色列人他们被逆神，神的管教，最后呢，他们被仇敌攻破， 那个圣城也被攻破，圣殿也被损毁。
And so it was in Babylon that God showed Daniel visions to see how the Gentile power of Babylon would develop further in time, to include the Medo-Persian Empire, the Greek Empire, and finally the Roman Empire in which Paul lived.
在被掳之地，就是巴比伦这个地方，神给丹以理看见了一系列的异象，让他看见这个外邦的势力，就是巴比伦这个世界，要经过以后的三个世代，就是我马代波斯、希腊和罗马这三个帝国。
So though, although it seems that the Babylonian Empire walked into history, its shadow and its subsurface, its shadow and its substance is essentially still the same as Rome. It's still worldly and idolatrous.
虽然巴比伦已经成为历史，但是呢，罗马帝国呢就成了巴比伦的影子，而且延续了巴比伦的世俗和一贯。
So thankfully, a Jewish remnant did leave physical Babylon, physical captivity, and then return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
感谢神，以色列民的一些渔民，他们最终离开了巴比伦，回到耶路撒冷，重建了圣殿和圣城。
But Jesus came to tell the Jews that although they're out of physical captivity, that they were still in spiritual captivity.
主耶稣来告诉他们，虽然他们能够从这个肉身的这个被掳中得释放，但是他们在这个属灵的世上仍然受着捆绑。
And Jesus himself says, he himself is the temple in which God and man can meet on resurrection ground.
基督耶稣他自己说，他就是这个圣灵，他就是这个圣殿，而是借着这个复活和生命在那里一同建造。
So similarly, Paul calls, gospel calls the Roman Christians out of spiritual captivity from Babylon, out of a worldly Rome, and into the heavenly kingdom, the New Jerusalem.
同样在这里，保罗他在那里呼召在罗马的这些信徒从巴比伦出来，而进到这个属天的这个敬拜神的居所。
So in 1857,Sputnik was launched by the Soviets into space as the first satellite, and they wanted to show that they were technologically superior to the United States.
在1958年，苏俄他们发射了第一颗卫星，目的是要在那里显示他们的技术是超过美国。
And so the next year, the Soviet Union and USSR also started the International Tchaikovsky Competition, which is considered the best piano competition in the world, in order to show that the Soviet people are musically better than everyone else.
接着在下面第二年，就是1958年，苏俄又有一个这个柴可夫斯基的钢琴的国际大赛，在那里他们要显示他们苏俄比美国更有这个音乐的才能。
And if you were to be a pianist to enter the competition, you would have to know that all the results are rigged so that only Soviet players would win.
假如说你去仔细查看那一次的大赛，你会发觉这个所有的比赛的成绩都是被苏俄在那里改变过，好像只有苏联人可以得胜。
But to everyone's surprise, it was a young man from Texas, 23 years old, named Van Cliburn, who played the best at the competition.
所有的人惊讶的是，从德克萨斯有一个年轻人，当时只有23岁，在那里，他成了最好的这个演奏家，他的名字叫 Van Cliburn.
So the panel of judges had to ask the premier Khrushchev, whether it's okay to give the first place medal to an American.
所以当时的这个比赛的这个决定是否可以把这个第一名这样的奖章给他。
Because Khrushchev agreed, the news then took the world by storm.
因着他们最终同意，最后呢，这位美国的这个钢琴家得了这个这个冠军，使得所有的人在那里有惊讶。
So likewise, when a church body is located in the darkest place, that is where its light shines the brightest.
同样呢，若是把这个教会建造在这个黑暗最深的地方，它那个明光这个能够照耀也是最亮的。
Paul's task was preaching to the Romans that they can be a testimony located, say, in the belly of the beast.
而保罗的使命呢，就是要将福音传到罗马，就是仇敌的这个腹地。
And when that happens, that's why Paul can say this, to start the introduction by saying that the faith of the Romans is that's why it's proclaimed throughout the whole world.
这也就是为什么保罗说这个一开始他在罗马书信里头说罗马圣徒的这个信的传遍天下。
And similarly, we are also placed in, we might also be placed in very dark places, whether in our family, our schools and colleges, or our workplaces, in order to be that light.
同样的，我们可能也会被神放在一个很黑暗的地方，或是在家庭，或是在学校，或者是在工作的地方，神要我们在那里发光。
The difference is that Rome builds its empire through the weapon of its sword, but God's kingdom uses the weapon of the gospel in order to get people into the kingdom.
看见罗马帝国，他用的是剑来建造他的帝国，而神用福音在那里建造神的国，借着他呢，可以使万国的民信服真道。
Eventually, the gospel will expand the kingdom so that it will bring the nations to the obedience of faith.
借着福音的广传，可以使万国的民来信服真道。
So that we can see when it's the fullness of time is completed because of that, that at the final confrontation of Babylon and Jerusalem, Babylon will be overthrown and God's kingdom will then merge to the church to become the new Jerusalem.
我们知道到时期满足的时候这个巴比伦将要被神在那里摧毁，看见到那个时候国度也将到来，教会呢就会成了新耶路撒冷。
And so it is through the new Jerusalem that God will forever tabernacle with humanity and achieve what his heart was after all along.
借着这个新耶路撒冷，神他的帐幕就可以在人间，他也可以永远与人同住，他心中的旨意也就得以完全。
So let's just review to in order to then see how it can apply to us today as implications.
我们来温习一下上面的，来看一下这一些在我们今天有何意。
So first, we are all priests with a responsibility of spiritual service.
首先我们都是祭司，我们是接受属灵服事的托付。
So this faithfulness should be our mindset for each week, that we are there to minister to God, the local body, and also to minister God to our brothers and sisters.
所求于我们的呢，就是要有忠心，对每个星期我们的服事是向着神，又把神带给弟兄姐妹。
The second implication for us is that we need to see the larger work of God so that we can participate, each of us, in the building up of the local body of believers, with each person in an irreplaceable role.
其次呢，我们需要看见神更大的工作，神在我们每一个弟兄姐妹身上的建造，看见我们每一个人都需要在这个身体，基督的身体上面建造。
And third, we are debtors How Paul sees himself as a debtor to the Gentiles, and we have an obligation also to make God known to those around us.
第三呢，我们要看见我们是欠债的人，就像保罗看他自己是欠外邦人的债，我们也欠债，必须将福音传给我们周围的人。
So in conclusion, let us read chapter 15, verses 30 to 33 as our final thoughts.
我们为了来结束总结，我们一起来读这个15章的30到33节。
So 15:30 to 33 says, Now I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, I may be rescued from those who are disobedient in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may prove acceptable to the saints, so that I may come to you in joy by the will of God and find a refreshing rest in your company. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.
15:30 to 33弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力为我祈求神，叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的眷相可蒙圣徒的悦纳，并叫我顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜地到你们那里，与你们同得安息。愿赐平安的神常与你们众人同在。阿门。
Did he end up going to Rome in the fullness of joy by the will of God?
在这里我们看见他是欢欢喜喜的到了罗马。
That's a question. Did he?
这边是有一个问题。保罗是不是真的欢欢喜喜的到了罗马呢？
We would have to say yes, but he would go to Rome in chains.In order to testify before Caesar.
我们的回答是对的，但是呢，他确实被捆锁中，但是他要在该撒的面前要受审来做见证。
Sometimes we may not be able to understand that, how you could have all of Asia behind you and then have the ministry of Spain before you on the horizon, and it seems that God arrested you and your work.
也许我们在这里不明白，当你的服事到了高顶边的顶点的时候，好像所有的这个亚细亚都在你的背后，而你面对的却是要往西班牙去的时候，神突然把你放在这个位置上，让你停止了所有的工作。
But that's not the right mindset, because although God arrested Paul's body, God did not arrest Paul's ministry.
这个不是这个真实的回答，因为虽然保罗他肉身上他停止了工作，但是他在灵里头的服事却没有停止。
And it's because he arrested Paul's body that Paul was able to get a higher revelation than ever before, a more fuller revelation of who Christ is and what the church is.
因着保罗他被下在监里，他却从神那里得着更更完全的这个启示。
So every circumstance that comes into his life, he knows that he can gladly take it as God's servant, since his whole life is an offering of the debt of love to the Savior he loves.
所以无论什么样的境况他都能够欢喜接受，他知道他可以为着神所赐给他的爱。
It's not recorded in the Acts whether he did go to Spain. He probably didn't.
在《使徒行传》里头并没有记录保罗是否最终到了西班牙，也许他没有。
But this allows us to see that God's work actually spans generations. The first generation may not reach Spain, but the next generation will.
这也让我们看见神的工作是跨世纪的，跨不同的年代的虽然在第一世纪没有到那个西班牙，但是以后确实到了。
So we could see all of us in the local assembly as one of that later generations that we will be faithfully continuing the work until the bride is ready, holy without blemish.
这也让我们看见在以后的世代 的人啊，是一代一代的在那里完成神的工作，直到神的啊这个心腹能够预备整齐。
So let us now bow for a word of prayer.
啊，下面我们啊祷告，低头祷告。
We ask that we would also have the similar holy desire to build up the congregation.
哦，父啊，也把这样子的啊、哦、心里的愿望，就是为着教会的建造赐给我们。
Thank you for sanctifying us by your Spirit, for sanctifying us by the Word.
谢谢主，靠着圣灵，靠着你自己的话来圣洁我们。
That this would be our mindset as we live our lives and our mindset as we serve in your church.
这就成为我们服侍你啊，服侍教会所需要的心。
So may you be with all of our hearts, and we want to pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，愿主你啊，在我们的心中得着我们啊，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.